Sacher, Sveti Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Motzas Vasacha, Zomitzvah Sase, Tishmor, Zomitzvah Sase, Vasisa, Azhar Lebezden, Shia Asucha, come back to that point in a second, Kasher Nadarta, Ze Neder, Lashem Elokacha, Eluchatos, Ashamos, Olo Sushlamim, Nadava, Kemashmo, Asher Dibarta, Elukache, Bedekabayas, Beficha, So tzedakah. So it happens to work out very well, because in the Rambam Chabur we've been dealing a lot with the relationship between tzedakah and Maisa HaKorbanos. So we have, you know, an entire pasuk, and we're saying there's a mitzvah saseh involved, there's a mitzvah slo saseh involved, and then there's a chovas bezdin. So where else do we find this? A chovas bezdin in particular? There's different areas of halacha that bezdin sort of has jurisdiction to make sure that certain things take place or certain things don't take place. We have some good examples of that, where Beis Din is charged, even though this is, you know, clearly a personal responsibility, but Beis Din has to get involved, maybe because it implicates the Mikdash. But what are some really classical examples of this idea? We're learning Kiddusha next year, right, called the Mekadesh Adayta the Rabbanan Mekadesh. The rabbis have particular jurisdiction in that area, right, when it comes to Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a din that the Beis Din has to be particularly involved in ensuring that, you know, that doesn't take root. Kedesha, Be'artzecha. So there's specific areas. Anytime you find one, it's always noteworthy. So we have here, Azhar le-Beis Din, She'ya'asucha. And we're going to come back to the point of Beficha Zotzdaka, that apparently that's subject to the mitzvah sasei of Motzas Vasecha, and then Tishmor, Zomitzas lo sase. Now it's interesting, the Bali Atosos already pick up, and there's Tishmar Zomitzas lo sase, Tema, Ha'amina Perek Ha'motze Tfilin, Gabi Hadamokim Vishamartes Achuka Zos Limo Adoa Miyamim Yamima. You know, there's a Machlokas in the Gemara in Erevin, whether that's talking about the Karban Pesach, whether that's talking about the Tfilin. So the Moki Rabbi Kiva B'Pesach, he takes the position that it's talking about the Karban Pesach, Tafilu Hachi Pesach, Zomitzas sase Mishum, Dihishamer de ase. So the kasha that Tosas has is hishamer normally would connote the mitzvah ase, and here we're saying motzas vasecha tishmor v'asisa zo mitzvah lo sase. Tosas is saying it's not different enough to make it a lo sase. V'chim perik bas v'diyoma gabi hadam reishulakesh v'damad lo ne'amar azhar v'inu v'mishum d'lo afshar t'heichi lechtov. How exactly was the Torah supposed to formulate that? Uparach v'lechtov hishamer. So the Gemara says, but it should just say Hishamer. So that would have been an Azhara. Vino Hishami, Hishamer da Asay, Asay. But then Hishamer is going to actually connote an Asay if it's in the context of an Asay. So Ein Lecha Asay, Gdola mi Motzas Vasacha, Tishmor, Vyasisa. The Asay precedes the Los Asay. So the Bali Tosfos developed some interesting technical answers, these Gemaras, but it's very interesting because what they're really pointing out is how are we supposed to understand the interrelationship between the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lo asay. Now, I already tried to highlight this point when I made my semi-facetious remark about students coming late, right? But really what the Gemara is actually getting at is how do we understand the connection between the asay and the lo asay? Because you guys have already been primed for this, but we have already noted that in terms of violating the lo asay, we have many different shitos. You know, Meir shita, is that regal achad? Do you need shalosh regalim? Do you need shalosh regalim kisidron? Is it chag asukos? All of the different permutations. But we're going to see today, finally, that, you know, in terms of the mitzvah saseh, what's the geder? Yeah. The only question, really, is what's the makor? So based on the Gemara that we have in front of us, the makor should be our pasuk. Motzas vasecha, that's the asay. And then you have tishmor, is lo saseh. It'd be really interesting to develop different gedarim, different definitions. But that's going to raise another question for us, because I thought we said that the makar for having to bring the carbon right away is which pasuk? Uvasa shama? Oh, Ilan, go ahead, you have it? Yeah, you come and you have to bring the carbon. So that's going to, you know, be a very important point for us tonight. So Amar Mar, Motzas Vasecha Zomitzas Asei Lamali, Mivasa shama Vesam Shama Nafka, Tishra Zomitzas Losa Asei Lamali, that's Milosa Acher L'Shamo Nafka. V'Asisa Azhar L'Bezden She'asucha Lamali, miyakriv oso. You know, yakriv oso mikol makom nafka. The tani yakriv oso melamid chikofin oso. Yachol bar kochor talmud amar liritzono hakesad kofin oso ad sheyomar rotze ani. So it is interesting that we need a din prati here of kofin oso ad sheyomar rotze ani. The Bali Atosis are quick to point this out because there is a general halacha that we can use kfiya b'mitzvahs aseh. Oh, there's been Zion. Okay. That we can actually use coercion in mitzvahs aseh. There's an exception to this. Anybody happen to remember? When are Beis Din going to take a back seat? Normally Beis Din do have powers of kfiya. They can be aggressive. They can use coercion. But ein Beis Din kofin on mitzvahs aseh. What's the klal? Ilan? Matan schara kasov bitzida. If the Torah specifically indicates a reward. So let's take a look at Tosfos here. Yakriv oso melamed shekofin oso. So kimo mitzvahs aseh nami kofin. Can I repair a knara? Makin oso at shetetze nafsho. Hopefully not, right? Hopefully we can get some compliance before that point. But in principle, maybe it's a special din in Kachim, right? Because it has to be Yakriv Oso, Litzono, Lifnei Hashem. And when it says Ratzon, that implies that any kind of Kfiya is going to generate a kind of Likui, a deficiency in the degree to which this is actually Begeder liritzono, a real expression of a true ratzon. Again, kofin oso ad sheyomar ratzonan, he tells me that I have a special gzeras hakasov here, that yakriv oso, that we're going to compel a person to honor their korbanos. Now, I wanted to develop the following chakira, with your permission, for just a moment in this context. So, you know, how do we understand this din? Because the Bali Tosfos seem to be raising a very important issue, is that you would have thought, if it really has to be liratzon, that the idea of kfiya is counterproductive, right? Because even, let's say, the way the kofin osachi yoma rosa ani just means that applying pressure to a person makes them recalibrate their choice. The Rambam is a big chiddush in Hilchos Gerushin that it's because that there's some, ratzon habore that's implanted us and we're just allowing that to come out. But the simple pshat, when it comes to kofin osachi yoma rosa ani, is that you don't need a person to make a choice in a vacuum. So the person is choosing to give his wife a get rather than pay, let's say this is the basis of Rabbi Willig's prenuptial agreement, rather than pay, whatever amount of money it is a day, $1,000 a day. So that's still considered, it's not a get musa because this is what the person wants to do. They'd rather give the get and not have to pay that amount of money. So all choices are relative in the world. I choose to do thing A over choosing to do things B or C. So the simple pshat in Kofin Osachi or Mabratzani is that the guy doesn't want to go through a beating again. So he says, okay, so I'll bring my korban. Maybe if they weren't beating me, I wouldn't do it. But in the relative world of choices, so the Havamina was that when it comes to korbanos, it really should reflect a person's ratzon, shem shamayim, so maybe that's going to be a problem. So how are we exactly to understand the role of Beis Din? Is it that they all of a sudden, through their aggression, through their kfiya, were able to allow a person to get into touch with his deeper ratzon, as the Rambam says? Or is the mechayiv ad sheyasucha Beis Din, is that something else? So can anybody think of a compelling reason? I think there is one. That we might sacrifice a little bit on the side, as Tosfos points out, of liritzono, that we're meeting a more minimal standard of a ratzon. It's only his ratzon insofar as he doesn't want to go through a beating again. But we'd rather sacrifice in terms of the purity of this particular karban in light of some broader value that we're interested, that Beis Din has a vested interest in pursuing. What would that be? What would be the utility? As far as his gavra is concerned, his karban is probably in the realm of korbanos, we know it's the Ramban sheet about what makes a korban so meaningful or what makes a korban not meaningful, as the case may be, is its expression of a person's sense that it really should be me on the Mizbeach. So, how meaningful could this korban possibly be? But why are we going to allow Beis Din to get involved? After all, Tosfos has a really good point. Doesn't it say Leritzono? Sariel, go ahead.
Maybe it comes from that the Sefer Achinuch says, like, Achrei Pulos Nimshachos HaLavavos, by making him go, it'll turn his Ratzo into actually wanting to do it.
I thought you were really going to go out of self with that and say, you know, while he's being beaten, you know.
Not necessarily the beating, but the end action.
Right, but, you know, that would really be inspirational if he, you know, the beating, you know, and he said, oh, you know, this is really making me want to go to the Mikdash right now, you know. Okay, so I think that there might be, it was an interesting idea. What's Beis Din's interest here? What's their role? Think structurally. Nachi?
I think it's like an institution of like Tzedek Tirdof, and Tzedek and Shalom, I think, is there. Like holding the community together, I think. At least nowadays is their main role.
For sure. But in a world where korbanos are possible, what do we not want going on? What's that?
Like Avodah Zarah and, like, I guess people going off the Darif.
Well, definitely, we're always against Avodah Zarah and spiritual attrition.
Atlanius, probably. Laziness. It's like, based in jobs to keep, like, the community, I guess, engaged in.
No doubt. So I think, in a very specific way, right, when it comes to korbanos, right, we don't want a situation where people are mezalzel in the mikdash. Yeah, people making the Dharma Davos. Now, again, that's a big question in general. V'chisech d'alindar, lovia v'chachay. But what's going to happen if everybody knows this one made a neder, he never did it, this one made a nedava? So, asi l'zulzulei b'mikdash. It's going to be a chuka utlula in terms of the Beis HaMikdash is concerned. So, it is possible, I think, to understand in light of Tosos that this one individual's karban might not be as, you know, enhanced because we used kfiyah. Maybe we wouldn't have wanted to do that, but the needs of the institution are much greater than the needs of this one particular korban. Could you imagine a situation where people, you know, in a fit of religious ecstasy or whatever it is, they had a crisis and they say, you know, if I come out of this, I'm misnadev 10 olos, and then all of a sudden they come out of it and they said, 10 olos, that's a lot. You know, maybe I'll do an ola. You know, so it's a very precarious area, and we don't want people to be mezalzel in the mikdash. We don't want people to be mezalzel in the darim. These are both very significant areas in halacha. So hein mitzad mikdash, hein mitzad darim. It makes sense, at least to me, that Beis Din have a vested interest in trying to ensure that this is taken seriously. So hopefully the person does it the right way the first time. But there's an institutional need that society should relate to the mikdash in a very serious way. So the Gemara has these two different makoros. On the one hand, Motzas Vasach Tishmor Vasisa Kasher Nadarta Shem Lokechem Nedava Shadibarta Beficha. That's where we started. But whatever happened to, you know, Vasa Shama Vavesam Shama Lo Sachar Leshalmo, etc. So now the Gemara is going to do a classic Utsricha. So Kofishon Shadiyom Ritzonam Yichado Amar Velo Afresh V'Chad Afresh V'Lo Ikar V'Tzrichad Yashmin Nano Amar V'Lo Afresh, that a person makes the commitment but he never actually separated out the animal. Mishon D'Lo Kaim Mila Dibura. So you would say, okay, well, he never even began to fulfill what he said, so we're going to start to get involved. V'Lo Afresh V'Lo Akriv. But if a person at least was, you know, mafresh the karban, they haven't gotten around to doing anything yet. What do you have to be? We're so zealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever the animal is, it's really Hashem Aretz Umloa, Tevel V'Yoshriva. So we don't need Beis Din to be so assertive. So tzricha, we need both situations. V'yash mina nafresh v'lo akriv de'kamishai le'gabei aval amar v'lo afresh. If a person hasn't even separated out the animal yet, ema dibur lo klumo, that, you know, the dibur was nothing, you know, he just said what he had to say. So tzricha, this isn't just any dibur, this is a nether, so it has to be taken seriously. So imatis amar de amar velo afresh, vahanadabak sivo, tna, ezu nether, omer ola, ve ezu nidava, Ha'omer harezo ola, ma'abe neder l'nedava, neder meis o nignav, chayv achar yuso, because it's a rama katfe de gavra, it's a din on the gavra, nedava meis o nignav, and chayv achar yuso. So how exactly are we going to have this case when it comes to neder o nedava? So amarava, very creative solution. Mishkachas lakigon de amar hare alai ola, a person takes a neder, but almanas that it's not really a neder, she'eni chayov be'achrayusa. So a person creates a neder, right? Harei alai ola, it's a chiyuv agavra, it's not a chovas abeema. But almenas, she'eni chayov be'achrayusa, that I extract myself from the normal chiyuv achrayus that would be associated with a neder. Yeah, so if you take a look over at Rashi, Rashi adds in one very important word. This is the Amar Harei Alei Ola Almenas Shek She'afri Shana, that when I separate it out, Lo Yischayev Be'achrayusa, that I will not be obligated in anything of Achrayus from that point forward, no matter what happens. So this is a very conditional kind of a neder. It's a neder that, in many ways, right, has the property of a nedava. So I formulated the neder in terms of a Chovas HaGavra, but the conditions associated with the neder, the Hainu, that there's no din of achrayus, are conditions that reflect more typical conditions of a nidava. Okay, so now back to the issue that I flagged before, which is the relationship between karbanos and tzedaka. One point of background, especially for those that are not in the Rambam Chabura, so the relationship between tzedaka and nidarim in general is based in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ha'omer selazal ustaka, nadar neder gadol eloke Yisrael. So that's a very important piece of background to have. And then the question is, to what extent are the general rules governing nidrei shamayim, nidrei hektesh, relevant for nidrei tzedaka? That's what our Gemara is going to take up. So the Gemara says, "Beficha zot tzedaka merava utzedaka mechayiv ala li alter." Not even a regular. So my time with the kaimi aniyim. So we were just talking about this point in the Rambam Chabura, literally just now. Pshita. So ma would the same makayiv and diminyane the karbanos k'siva ad avriyala shalosh regalim be karbanos ke karbanos kamashmalan hasum delinu rachmana be regalim aval hacha lo da shchichi aniyim. It's amazing, Havamina, that there's going to be a massive kula in the world of Nidrei Tzedaka based on Nidrei Hekdesh. The Kamash Malan is what? That Nidrei Tzedaka can't be evaluated on the basis of Nidrei Hekdesh, because Nidrei Tzedaka have to be measured relative to whom? According to our Gemara? Nachi?
Not you.
Right, so explain what the other side of the coin is. No pun intended. Well, why is there a havamina at all? Of course, tzedakah is meant for aniyim. So how in the world could you contemplate a possibility that you're not going to have to give that tzedakah right away? What is it really drilling down on? Which point? In terms of the nidrei tzedakah. Ha'omer selazal tzedakah nada neder gadol elokei Yisrael. So how do you analyze that? Zev, go ahead.
If tzedakah is a neder, then it would have the same
relevance. Exactly. So as strange as it sounds, the question is, when a person commits, he pledges to tzedakah, how much are we projecting the need of the aniyim forward at that point? And how much do we perceive this, forgive me for being a little bit crass about it, how much do we perceive this as din ben adam l'chaveiro, in which case it's all about the aniyim? If they're aniyim, then you should give it right away. And how much do we see this as a din ben adam l'makom? That's what Zev is really saying. The din ben adam l'makom, so it should follow the general tzura of nedarim. And Korbanos is a very good model. So that's really the issue, is to what extent do we interject the aniyim into the standards of the neder, whether you're going to be over mishum baal ta'acher. Zeb, go ahead.
Also, the lashon that you quoted was the shamayim neder, because it was shamayim, so it seems like
right. That loke yisrael. So it seems like it is a way of conceptualizing it, of framing it as dafka din ben adam lamakom, right? So that's a very important idea. That's a very important thing. So again, the Gemara says Kamash Malan that, you know, when it comes to the Aniyim, they're always, and it's very inspirational. I like to say about this Gemara is that I was saying to somebody earlier today, is commenting about this, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is more makbid on the kavod of the Aniyim than he's a makbid in his own kavod, right? It's one of the nice things about Judaism. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu really cares about people. We're supposed to care about people. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can wait, but the Aniyim can't wait. You know, they need the money now. I can wait for my korbanos. Yeah, it's just a very beautiful idea. It's so characteristic of Yahadus, you know. I'm always coming back late from shul on Friday night, you know, so there's always something. So especially this time of year, it's a little bit later. So I tell my wife that it's a great ma'aseh with the Chafetz Chaim that there are poor, hungry people, you know, in Eastern Europe. What else is new? So in Radin, and he's having them over Friday night, and you know, they were all poor, tired, and hungry, and you know, the Chafetz Chaim with the $4 that he probably had, you know, was he gave it all away to, you know, make this meal, and skipped Shalom Aleichem. So he explained, you know, the malachim, you know, they can be, you know, mochel in their kavod, you know, because these people are really, really hungry. You know, to cause them to wait another 5 minutes to eat is not a small thing. They haven't eaten. These people were famished. They were starving. So, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu says if they're aniyim, you know, these people are hungry, they're starving, they need the money now. You know, I don't have any needs. So the halacha of Baal Ta'acher, even though we had a very strong reason conceptually to argue that it should be like on the darim, it reflects the priorities of the recipients. Amir Rava kegon shavra lav regel echad over ba'aseh. So that's what we said. Uvasa shama uvevesem shama, or motza svasecha. Meis vehed Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Papia sal vlad shlamim sheyikariv shlamim. Rabbi Papia sani meyit shehaiselanu parah shal zivche shlamim. We happened to have it on Pesach. V'achalnu abe Pesach, right? That was the regular. I guess that was first. V'achalnu vlad shlamim bechag bishlamim Pesach. Lo ikrivu aimer demechoser zman avo. The vlad maybe was less than 8 days old. Delo vlad abiatzer es heichi mishalav yavrele be'asei. Amar lo Rav Zvid mishmei derava. So it just makes an okimta in the Gemara. The reason that they didn't bring the vlad right away is shayachola be'atzer. So there was. Again, it's not considered to be a violation, even on the side of the assay, because there's clearly a din of anus, and you know that they had to wait for the extra regel, in this case sukkah. So Rashi Amar Mai Bechalnu Vlada Shlamin Bechag Diktani Chag Hashavuos. So even though Chag Stam always means sukkah, here it's understood that it is Chag Hashavuos. So you don't even need to come on to the din of anus. When it comes to this lot of ida cholicha the tani pasach tani atzeres, so the other one says it really can't be because if you're using a lashon of chag, that implies sukkis, right? Because otherwise it would have said atzeres in the context of pesach cholicha the tani pasach tani atzeres. So an explanation of this gemara, I have a little bit of a masora about this. I thought I would share with you. So my rabbi, when I was your age, still, you know, anayom hazeh, was a gaon adir, Rabbi Yitzchak Twersky. So he explained something very important about the Jewish calendar. Why was it, and you guys can figure this out on your own a little bit, why was it that Chazal called Shavuos Atzeres? How did they come up with that? So there's certain basic symmetry to the Jewish calendar. Avi, go ahead.
End of the Omer.
This is like a very clear example of Lishna Derabanan reflecting Lishna Derai. So what do we have in terms of Atzeres, the primary Atzeres that we have in the Chumash? Exactly. So you have, what's the relationship between Pesach and Sukkot? It's one of the most critical relationships in all of the halacha. All the halachos are based on this idea. We call it by a name. It's almost like a mnemonic, which reflects the idea that the holidays are one and the same. So it's called the Gzeres Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav. But it's basically Chazal's way of pointing out that Pesach and Sukkot, which are the two holidays that are Zeichel, Yetzias Mitzrayim, different aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You guys remember the Ramban, that Pesach is the Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. And how does the Ramban call Sukkot? The Nes HaKayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained us all the years that we were in the desert, in the Anonei Kavod, etc. So it's two different dinim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is why we do it Bimei HaChoref. Fine, so what's the conclusion of Sukkot? Uvayom HaShemini Atzeres Tielachem. So what's the conclusion of Pesach? It's exactly what Avi just said. So instead of having it after the seventh day, you have it after the super seventh day. In Halacha, there's a model called the super seven, right? Which basically is seven cycles of seven. You have that by Sfiras HaOmer, you have that by Sfiras Shemitah and Yovlos. So what did Chazal, you know, came up with a bright idea based on the Chumash? So what did they decide to call the day that follows the seventh day? Seven cycles of seven. What do they call it? Atzeres. Not this one they called in the Chumash. In the Chumash, V'asisa Chag Shavuos La'Hashem Elokecha. That's what it's called in the Torah. Or Chag HaShavuos Ta'aseh Lecha. But the point is that they called it Atzeres. So that's what the Gemara means. Kol Hecha D'Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. We wouldn't call it Chag in that context. We would call it strictly Atzeres. So you take a look over at Tosos, just the Tosos is dealing with the question of Anos. So Shaya Cholav Atzeres, the Pasol HaKrava. Kidithnar Bebechara Zakein Cholav Mizoam, Veperakol Asurim, Darshina Medechsev, Min Hatzon, Min Akvasim, Min Ayizim, Veod Ksiv, Ki Tagishu Pesach, Vechola, Ein Ra, Hakriveyu Na, Lefecha Secha. Right? So, there's all kinds of different ways of thinking about this. So one of them is, you know, appears to be like a din d'oraisa, min hatzon, min hakvasim, min ha'izin, but v'lo kulam, right? That's one of them. The other one is that maybe it's ki tagishu piseach v'chol ein ra, hakriveinu na lefech hasacha, this idea that it's not a reflection of proper kivod shamayim. So one of the things that is a makom for you guys to be misgadar a little bit in this Gemara is what's the relationship between Chola and Balmum? What is the relationship between Behema Chola and Balmum? Right, the Torah is very particular in Parshas Emor about all of the Mumin that are Psule Mizbeach. So the question is, how does Chola factor into that? How does Chola factor into that? Right. The difference being, there's nothing here that's aesthetically wrong. Right. So that's something that you guys should think about a little bit. Okay. So Rava kevan shavar lav shoshir regalim bechol yom vayom over bebal teacher. So Rava responding to, I guess, the implicit havamina would be that each regal that passes, you violate the bal teacher. So he thinks that bechol yom vayom, the way that bal teacher expresses itself, is on a daily basis. Okay, now let me just do an elamayata for a second. So, what would the other option have been if you don't want to go in rego? What's minakatsa verakatsa? So, he says it's bechol yom. Why bechol yom and not, let's say, bechol shah? Maybe every second, maybe every minute, maybe every hour. What's the svara to say bechol yom? You understand, you know, he's obviously trying to explain that it's not just the din of the regal. But why would it be Bechol Yom? Eitan.
Because Bechol Yom, you have an opportunity to fix the mistake and bring the korban.
Excellent. So basically, one of the chidushim, Eitan, that's excellent. Normally we say in halacha that Yom is holecha achar halayla. In the Beis HaMikdash it's different. The layla is holecha achar hayom. So we look at you every single day as mechuyev. Every single day was a new opportunity for you to do this. We don't see it as a din in the minute or in the second or in the hour. But each day you could have come to the Beis HaMikdash. So that seems to be Rava's orientation. Kevan shalav shoshu regalim b'chol yom over b'al teacher. So meis ve'echad b'char ve'echad k'la kachim kevan shalav leim Shana below regalim, a regalim below shana over rebalti acher, vehai mait yuftem revkano, manda kamosiv, shapir kamosiv mechdi, tana levai kamahader, listni bechol yom vayom, should say every single day over rebalti acher, isn't that what Rava said? Vidach tana le mikbe belav, kamahader belav, yisere, kamahader, belav yisere, lo kamahader, that we're not trying to add on additional ovens. The Gemara says, well, wait a second, what kind of statement is this entirely? Gufa. Echad bechor ve'echad kol ha'kodshim kevan sha'avru aleim shana below regalim, regalim below shana, over balti achar bishlam, regalim below shana, mishkachasla, you could go from Pesach to Shavuos and Sukkot, it's exactly 6 months, it makes sense. Eloshana below regalim, hechi mishkachasla. So hani chalamanda isle kisidran. If you require the regalim actually be to say there, so it could be that you have to go through five full regalim, a year and a half. So mishkachas l'mandalei sleik hisidra, and if you don't like all the Rabbi Shimon and Yochai, so how in the world are you going to have a shana without the requisite number of regalim? Heichi mishkachas la, so bishlam of the Rabbi mishkachas la b'shana me'uberes. D'tanya shana t'mima, Rabbi Omer mona shlosh meos v'shishim v'chamisha yom, k'minyin yemos hachama, v'chachamim omrim mona yudbeiz chodesh, miyom liyom. So in theory, if you define the shana, really, especially in the shana mu'ubaras, not just as yud beis chodesh, but as the full entirety of the year, so then it is possible that since you're going to have the extra adar, that you're not going to get to that third regel until 365 days have passed. That's not going to work, obviously, for the chachamim. But for Rabbi, we can see how that works out. So, Chamimah Rimoni Yod Beis Chodesh Miyom Liyom Vimis Abra Shon and Is Abra Lo. So, Mishkachas of the Rabbi Dike Iktisha Basar Chagam Matzos Dichimata Shalei Adar Basra Shana Malia Regalim Lo Malu. As we said, when you get to the end of Adar, it's the second Adar, Adar Basra, so that will be the full year, but the Regalim haven't come along yet because Pesach has been delayed. El Rabbanan Heichim Mishkachas Lagdan Rishmaya Atzeres pa'amim chamisha, pa'amim shisha, pa'amim shiva, ketzad, shneyim meleim chamisha, shneyim chaserin shiva, echad malei ve'echad chaser shisha. Okay, so let's take a look over at Rashi. Rashi's going to explain. So, Rashi says, this is shana shlosh meos v'shisha v'chamisha yamim, pa'amim shisha, shu shisha b'sivan, Yom HaChamishi LaOmer, Shnehim Malayim, if you have the two interceding months that are part of the Omer, Nisan and Iyar, Harei Tesvav Yamim Min Nisan, okay, because Nisan has 30 days, Vilamid Iyar, so that will be 45, Malilahu Chamishim B'Chamisha B'Nisan. Okay, so it would have to be on the 5th of the month of Sivan. Echad Malay, Mishkach Slashana below Regalim, Kigon Shneim Malayim. Okay, so if both of them are Malay, meaning Nisan and Iyar, and things get delayed, that Shavuos is going to have to be delayed, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, the next day, V'ira Atzeres B'Chamishi B'Tzivan, V'Igdisha L'Macharas B'Vav B'Tzivan, L'Shana Haba'a Hayu Shneim Chaserim, and the very next year, so both Nisan and Iyar are Chaser, V'ira Atzeres B'Zayin B'Sivan, right? So by a calendar standpoint, it's 2 days later. V'Ashana Malaya B'Yom Vav B'Sivan, Mishikdisha V'Adayin Lo Avar Atzeres Alav. So the regel is delayed relative to the passage of an entire year. So that's a fascinating idea. When we were Mekadesh Al Pi Ari'ia, that you could actually have the regel of Shavuos falling out 5, 6, or 7, right? V'Kravta Mincha Chadash Al Hashem. So it happens to be that you have a year of Malayim followed by a year of both Chaserim of Nisan and Iyar, then you actually do the math, and the Regel can take place after a Shana Tmima, a Shana Malaya, has already passed. So Man Tana de Paligalei de Rosh Maya, Acherim, the Tani Acherim Omri, Min Bin Atzeres Lazeres, Zain Ben Rosh Hashanah de Rosh Hashanah, Ela Dalet Yamin Bilvad, V'imais Hashanah Mu'beres, Chamisha. Okay, so for this we need to see Rashi to explain how this works out. So Ela Dalet Yamim, Rashi says, Kasavi Olam Kol Chodshi Hashana Echad Malay VeEchad Chaser. That the way that the calendar works out is that you have interchanging months of Malay and Chaser. So Nisan and Iyar, you're not going to back-to-back Malayim and Chaserim. Ve'ein me'abrin ve'ein me'chasrim shum chodesh atzorech. Ve'havi lashana shin nun dalad yamim. That's what we're all raised to know. 354 days in the lunar year. Nimsis kol hashana shvuayim shleimim chutz midalad yamim. Okay, that if you'd add, 14 days to that, it'd be 368, with the exception of 4 days. Ve'hena dochen kviyas hashana mikviyas chaverta. So that's why we have the correctional base system of the lunar and the solar calendar being aligned as we do every few years with the second Adar. But be that as it may, everything should be aligned with the exception of 4 days. Okay, b'maisa shana mu'beres. If you're going to have an additional month of Adar because of the addition of that month, then there will be 5 days off. So every year is going to be off from 5 days because it should be divisible by 7, remainder of 4. So everything that would be Monday would be Friday, everything that would be Tuesday would be Shabbos, everything that would be Wednesday would be Sunday, etc. So Barab Zera Yoresh Ma'u B'Bal Te'achar. So let's get into a different question entirely. So, and again, we'll try not to go, if you have a koach for another 10 minutes, I see people getting a little tired, but what's the status of Yoresh B'Bal Te'achar? Okay, so let's try to remind ourselves of the previous context in which we saw a similar question being raised. We saw the question of when you have a replacement animal, and we talked about the koach of the Kedusha Kama. So, similar mechanism of analysis here, but switching from the behema to the gavra. So what do you guys think? Yoresh ma'u b'bal te'acher. The more that you say it's relative to X, the more likely you are to believe that, yeah, Yoresh should be subject to the same timeline of Baal Te'acher. The more that you think it's relative to Y, the less likely you'd believe that the Yoresh is subject to Baal Te'acher. Zev, how do you analyze?
It's similar to what we had before about...
That's not a bad sign, by the way. Chakiras always, good Chakiras always repeat themselves. Go ahead.
I think we're called the animal on to a different animal. Oh, yeah, the chalufa, and then so we asked the question whether it was koach kama or not, and we said that it wasn't. So I would say that wouldn't be. You would have a new counting for right, your right.
Okay, good. So that's one side. What's the other side? How can we express the other tzad?
It's the same animal.
Okay, right. So, again, if you say that it's a din in the behema, so the behema carries along with it a certain sentence. But the more that you see this as pertinent and pursuant to a gavra, hanoder, so there might be achrayus that passes down to the children. But given that it's very specific to the utterance of this particular individual, you'd be much less likely to apply that to a yoresh. You could say that they, have an obligation to bring this karban to, because there's an obligation of achrayus, that I think we could all agree to, but that they'd have exactly the same timeline of Baal Te'acher, they're not the ones who made the neder. On the other hand, the more that you see it as creating a chalos in the behema, so they're now responsible for that. It's transcended the gavra. It's because it's taken on a life force of its own. It's in the behema, right, Eitan? So that's the question. Is what exactly has happened here? Maybe we gufa could be b'chalik between a neder and a nedava. That'd be a very logical way to analyze the issue. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yoresh ma'u b'al te'acher kisidur nadar merachmana v'ha lo nadar. It's like somebody said, what does it have to do with this one? He's not the note. It's a din of behema. So tashma d'hani rebchia me'imach prad yoresh kidur yoresh yoresh Hashem okecha me'imach. It's a personal thing. It's not a, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded of the yoresh. So, kari beimach Vikari bei mei imach. So you could actually have both. So by Reb Zera, Isha mai b'balteach. The entire structure of the regalim is predicated on the fact that you have to go anyway. Shalosh pamim ashana yira'a kol zechur chas b'nei Hashem elokecho dilma ha'isa b'simcha. Now that is a very controversial line. Ha'isa b'simcha, that she's mechuyaves in simcha. Who can remind me of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in the issue? Okay, go ahead, Ilan.
No, I thought that
Tshuva Tzorvah Kihediger in the first Tshuva. Wait, it's all based on a Machlokas Rishonim. What does the Rambam say? Question is she fundamentally Mechuyaves in Simcha, like in Shalmei Simcha, or just as to be the recipient of Chayav Adam Sameach Banav Ubnei Beis HaVeregel? So take a look over just at Rashi here. So Rashi talks about regel. Mi'amrin ala mechayva b'ri'iya. Dechsiv kol zechurcha. V'kevin ala mechayva l'meisak lo shayich b'zman regalin l'bal t'yachar. What shayichas there is regalin have her? O dilma mechayva l'meisak mishim simcha. Dechsiv v'samachta b'chagech. V'amar mar b'zman shabisa mikdash kayim. In simcha l'vasar shlamim. Shener v'zvach shlamim v'achalta sham. V'achalta v'samachta. That she's tied into the shalmi simcha. Or do we say that no? The simcha that expresses itself for her is just as a member of the family. So the Gemara comes back and says, "Yishamay b'ot chami aminan hal bechayv b'riyu v'dilma hal tisa bechazim chamar le'abayi v'tikul hal tisa b'sim chami amar bayi ha'achim amar bayi yishabayi lo misamcha." Then no, she's just the recipient. Take a look over at Rashi. Bavo big day tivon and so big day pishtan and megohatzin ha'chisa b'kiddushin. She has no shaychus to the shalmei simcha. Okay, so the point was already debated by the Rambam and the Ravid. So mi amar bayi ha'achim amar bayi shabayi lo misamcha dvar d'Reb Zera kamar. But as far as he's concerned, it's actually fundamentally incumbent on the woman. Okay, so the ha'isa b'simcha, Tosa says, v'karinan ba uvas shama, when she comes, v'havesem shama, altogether. So isha b'ayla misamcha, the Bali Tosa, spirish b'kuntris b'ava b'gadim sivonim, v'arisol b'chli v'shtan, v'gohatsim, k'dis v'kidushin, kasher ben utam, v'hanim yinu b'zman hazeh, b'zman shabesem yizik chayim, in zuchol basar. Kedamer harvei psachem. We just learned that gemara. Vodim brakam techagia masnis neizu katan kol shen yoch lechos biado shalavi v'lalos yushalayim laharabayis. That shita space hillel. Who remembers shita space shammai? I love this. I spoke about this when my first child was born. What does space shammai say? What's the gedder of chinuch for olas ria? Not that you can hold your father's hand, but it's such a critical machlokus in the nature of the din of chinuch. Zev, you're all over this tonight.
Hold it on his shoulders.
Exactly. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? This is so beautiful. This Machlokas, how do we understand? What are they really debating when it comes to Chinuch? So Beis Hillel said, the Gil Chinuch is what Avi? That they should be able to walk because...
maybe they're considered a Zachar, that they're... I mean, they're already Zachar, but when that they're we consider them as
because they're capable of the tzur of the mitzvah. The tzur of the mitzvah is to walk. So what were Beis Shammai thinking? Nachi?
Chinuch transcends just like that. Like, it's more about like a mentality than a being able to like physically do the action.
Well, it could be that the walking is just a hechi timtzi, but the real mitzvah is to show up there, so they can show up there on their father's shoulders, right? So that's good enough, right? There's another way to say this over. You heard this over from me many times, the name of Vilson. What's another way to sort of get at the kudas hamachlokes? I said to you, I heard from Vilson, he showed basically every example in the Rambam, that there's a big question when it comes to chinuch. Is it the rabbanan obligation in the child, or the rabbanan obligation in the parent? See, that's what I said over when my daughter was born. And that, you know, Beis Hillel are basically saying that the chinuch is klape, the child. So the child is now capable of walking. But the more that you think that there's an obligation that's incumbent on the father, so the father can walk literally with his child, even if the child's not able to walk yet, but it inheres fundamentally in the father. So as long as the child can make the walk, as I said, He can make the walk on his father's shoulders, even if he can't walk, but he can make the walk, and the obligation really inheres in the parents, so then Beishamai, okay. So in any event, the Bali Tosfos is very angry about this. They say, I don't know, we're talking on the Raisa level, we're not talking about the Rabbanon. Okay? So why are you quoting the Gemara about Begadim, you know, and the like? That, yeah, of course her simcha midarais, if it's not shabbos hamikdash kayim, is in the shalmei simcha, but he's mechuyev to be the one to bring it. So you don't say uva shama vaveisim shava. Like on bechagiga, the bechayve yime mishum baila velo mishum hi. This is a fundamental obligation. So the idea of ksus nikia, etc., that does have a daraisa application in its own right. So again, like I said, it's already debated the point between the Rambam and the Ravid, but the Bali Tosfos are not willing to concede to Rashi's point that these kinds of simcha would reflect themselves on the Daraisa level. Rather, what we talk about in terms of the machlokas of Isha b'simcha or Baila b'samcha is how do you understand her relationship to the Shalmei Simcha? Is she just a beneficiary, or is there even a notion of Vashama Vavesim Shama? Okay, so let's just try to review some of the questions that we dealt with today. So the first thing that we dealt with was, what role does Beis Din have when it comes to the Karbanos Kofinos Hacha Yomar Rotsani? So I suggested, I'll leave it to Tosos, that it's true that it's not really the same degree of L'Ratzon. Maybe it should have been like Ein Beis Din Kofin Al Mitzvah Seish, Shematan Zchari B'Tzida, because you want the person to do it for the reasons that Kadosh Baruch Hu says. But I said Beis Din may have an institutional obligation with respect to both Nidarim, as well as Shelo Asig L'Zulzulei B'Mikdasha, that you don't want people going around taking these things very lightly, so Beis Din should step in. What about the relationship between the two psukim? On the one hand, Motzas Vasecha Tishmar Vasisa Kesher Nedat Shem Lokecha Nedava Shdivarti V'Ficha, on the one hand, and then on the other hand, we had Kiso Dineda Shem Lokecha Lo Sacher L'Shalmo. So the Gemara says, it could be that one's talking about a situation where you didn't articulate anything yet, then talking about a situation that you articulated, but you weren't mafrish. And then the situation is you're mafrish, and you didn't actually give the karban yet. So we discussed, the differences between those cases, and why you could be mechalik in both directions. What about tzedakah? Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is a very important point to take away. Kadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on the aniyim very much. And if aniyim are mitsuyin, so then we have to be very concerned, and we're going to have a more restrictive gather of baal te'acher for aniyim than we are for kachay shamayim. But the hava mina was, right, as I've explained, right, Omer salazalut tzedakah, another gadol ke Yisrael, that we don't project the aniyim yet at this stage. We think about this as a classical neder, and then it would be tied into the regular pattern of the regalim. Okay, so that's in the end of the day, we come down on the side that's daka. We have to be machmir. Okay, we dealt with the issue of yoresh. So he said that's a classical din. Is it a din in the gavra, in which case halo nadar, or is it a din in the behema? It's a din in the behema, so it's transcended the original nadar, and he's going to be responsible. So the Gemara says no, it's really a din in the nadar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be dorishit of you. Then we talked about Isha, and we concluded that it depends what a person thinks about Isha's role in Simcha. She's not mechuyaves in olas re'ia, yira'el kol zechurcha, but she does have a connection to Simcha. She says, what is that connection? Is it just that she's the recipient of Simcha in general? Is it that she has the same obligation that he does relative to the Shalmei Simcha to bring them? Or do you take the position that she's the recipient of the Shalmei Simcha? So the Bali Tosfos came down kind of in that space on this question. Oh, one point that I forgot to. So Rava said that once you're in violation of Baal Ta'acher, how often do you violate? Only, but depends how you look at it, but Avi? Once a day, right? Each day. And so we try to say that that's a fundamental unit of time in the Beis HaMikdash. Say, Avar Yomo Batal Karbano. Okay, so that's the unit of time that we're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. And with that, I guess we'll hold it up there and we'll pick it up tomorrow. 8 o'clock works for people?